This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Leslie Dong. Leslie is the managing partner of Aster Capital, a private equity investor. She'll tell us more about what they're doing, where they specialize, what she's thinking for 2021, and more. Leslie, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you so much, Scott. I'm happy to tell you a little bit about myself and also about Aster Capital. So just a little bit about myself. I was born in China and grew up here in the States, and have been working in this private equity and venture space for the past 10 years. So because of the love I have for China and also for the US, so we started this investment solution platform for global investors to take advantage of the profit and growth of the China story, Chinese economy. So we're helping global investors to make investments in the China venture market to basically help them navigate the hard to navigate Chinese market. So that's what Aster Capital does.
Well, fantastic. And talk a little bit about navigating the market in China. Are there specific subsectors that you invest in and look at? Are there specific areas?
Right. So we're actually a venture fund of funds. So we help investors. So actually a little bit background on China venture. So China venture is actually surpassing the U.S., becoming the number one venture market in the world. But obviously, it's not an easy market to navigate. And a lot of investors come to us. They think there are a lot of opportunities in China. But it's just like, you know, the language and the network, the way how they do due diligence is very hard for someone who doesn't know the market to do it. So we coming in, we help our investors to identify who are the next rising stars, basically, because everyone knows the Quiet China, everyone knows the well-known names, but their fund size is getting larger and larger, and we can see a significant decrease in the performance. So we decided to really spot on for the next generation managers rather than the established managers. So a lot of those next generation managers actually are the standout, some established managers. So that's who we are really targeting. And we don't really have a sector focus. So we're a general fund, but we do focus on consumer, healthcare, and technology in general.
Fantastic. And is investing in China for a certain size family office, a certain size pension, a certain size insurance firm, has it become just a core part of portfolio management that you have to have part of your portfolio managed, invested in China? Is that, have we moved to that spot to where, like at one point, not every fund invested in healthcare, now everybody invests in healthcare somehow or another. Is China similar that everybody has to have an investment position in China too if you're above a certain size?
I would agree. I would totally agree with that. So if you look at all the large endowments, foundations here in the U.S., almost everybody has some investments in China. So our product is actually designed for family office and smaller foundations just because their size of a team is smaller and they don't really have team in China to do that work for them. So they would outsource that to us to do that. But if you look at all the large endowments here in the U.S., either they have a team in China or they have dedicated professionals based here and doing investments in China. And I think I would agree with you. It's becoming a core investment strategy for a lot of institutional investors here in the U.S., not only in the U.S., but also in Europe and the Middle East as well.
And what about size of family offices that you work with? What size are these family offices typically? What's the average, you would say?
I would say AUM anywhere between $300 million to $2 to $3 billion. So we usually work with we don't really look at size, but we're mainly looking at, like, you know, how big their team is. how knowledgeable they are about China. A lot of people, they see the opportunities in China, but their team is just limited and they just can't do that. So I think those are the families we are willing to work with.
And talk for a moment about how you got into this area of private equity, venture investing. How did you get into this originally?
So I actually have a very interesting work background. So I studied accounting and finance in college, but I actually got a broadcast journalism master degree from Columbia. So after I graduated, the journalism world started to shift a little bit and the industry is just not doing as well anymore. And being in New York, it's very easy to get into the financial world. So I actually started my career at a real estate fund. So it was a smaller team, so I got to do everything, including investment, investor relations, and really to see how to run a fund. And then later, I actually joined in one of the largest healthcare funds in Asia, but I was based here in the U.S. I was in New York. And so I really got to understand how to run a fund. And I got very involved in the family office space and to understand what family office are looking for, what kind of returns they are looking for. And I met two of my partners through the family office space. So three of us got together and created Aster Capital. So our strategy.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. Tell me, go ahead. Well, you want to talk about your strategy? Go ahead. Congratulations,
yeah.
By the way.
So thank you. So our strategy is really aimed for family office as well, because we have been there, done that. So we understand what family offices are looking for. First of all, we're aiming for emerging managers for the high return, for the 10x returns. But then at the same time, we added a secondary into the portfolio. Basically, secondary is to help with the whole DPI. So basically, we're helping investors to get the highest return in the shortest amount of time. So that's what we are really leaning to help our investors to achieve. So I think it's a very unique product, and we did a lot of market research, and I think that's going to get a lot of family office what they want in the shortest time.
Well, congratulations. And where did you do your accounting and finance degree at?
So I'm actually from Omaha, Nebraska. So I did it at Creighton University in Omaha.
Fantastic. Would not have guessed that, especially with the New York, Columbia journalism and so forth. Well, congratulations on that. And talk for a moment about what are you most excited for going into 2021? What are you most excited about?
Well, I mean, 2020 was definitely a very challenging year for everybody. So I'm very excited about 2021 because I think there is all this light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm sure there are going to be a lot of opportunities in 2021. I'm very excited to hopefully the world get back to normal and we get to travel again so we can actually hold real in-person meetings with people. But most likely, I think it's about the technology shifting from 2020. So you see all those, like, you know, education technology companies, you see all the SaaS companies, like they are all doing extremely well. So I think in 2021, you're going to see a lot of those kind of opportunities. And I think at the end of the day, just hopefully, you know, everybody get back to normal and living a healthy life. And, you know, I think that's what I'm most excited about in 2021.
No, just fantastic, Leslie. And I don't remember, was Creighton the Blue Jays or what's the nickname of the Creighton
yes.
team?
Yes, Blue Jays.
Got it. Well, fantastic. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. What a magnificent career. And we wish you guys great luck with the Aster Funds and what you're doing. Just congratulations and continued good luck.
Thank you so much. Yeah, if anyone who's interested in China venture, feel free to, you know, contact me and shoot me an email, anything like that. We are happy to help always.
And where can they reach you at? How do they reach you?
Yeah, no, they can actually send me an email. So it's just my first name, Leslie, L-E-S-L-E-Y, and And my last name starts with BD at astercapital.com. You can also find us, find our website. It's just astercapital.com.
Fantastic. Leslie, thank you so much for joining the Becker Private Equity Podcast. You're terrific. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Scott.